This is WSGW. It's your morning team. You with Charlie, Denise, and Pat all together. And 7:41 on your Thursday. It is time for an update on Saginaw Spirit Hockey. Spirit Hockey all season long with WSGW 100.5 specifically and online at WSGW.com. Thursday morning's a chance to get an update from the broadcast voice you hear when you're listening to Spirit Hockey. And that would be you, Dylan Clark, who, by the way, joins us not in studio this morning because the Spirit on the road for three games this weekend. In fact, one tonight across the border for those three games. Where do we find you this morning? Good morning, Dylan Clark.
Well, good morning, Charlie. And this morning is Peterborough right now. Game day for Saginaw against the Peets and kind of their last real long road trip of the season. It's kind of weird to say that.
Yeah, well, it's only 11 games left in the regular season, for goodness sakes.
It's even weirder to say that.
Yeah. These three games, I mean, every game is important during the Ontario Hockey League season, but of course, when you have 11 games left, you're looking for playoff positioning and things like that. And for our Spirit, boy, last week when we talked to you, Dylan, we had that four-game winning streak high, and now we talk to you and we're looking to snap a three-game losing streak, kind of those highs and lows that you have to endure during the Ontario Hockey League season, right?
Yeah. And just a kind of a tough bag for them to draw last weekend. You know, 4-0 to North Bay. But like I talked to Chris Lazary before the next game, and in that game, it was, you know, two of those goals were empty netters, and then the other two came in a 30-second span off of a turnover, really. So I mean, you change 30 seconds in that game, literally, and you're looking at a very different game. So. And then the Sarnia game, you know, their bus has some mechanical issues. They don't get in, and we can't start the game until 9 o'clock. And obviously, through no fault of their own, but you know that's a very different situation. You're all keyed up to go, and then you got to pump the brakes for 2 hours and just kind of hang around. And so some unique situations. And then the Flint game, that was kind of their a chance to right the ship and get back on track, but just not able to do it there. They kind of come up short. And That's what we've seen a handful of times, Charlie, this season, is like you get into the third period and you know, maybe they're losing by a goal or two, and they're just not quite there. And then you get into the third period and they really turn it on and they dominate. They dominate the last 20 minutes of the hockey game, but they just can't break through as often as they need to. But, you know, silver lining, Mitchell Smith, is the captain of the Saginaw Spirit now. He wore the C on his sweater for the first time. In Flint against the Firebirds, and it was just announced yesterday that Tristan Lennox signed with the New York Islanders, officially the team that drafted him in the third round of the 2021 NHL draft. So some positive things between then and now, and hey, like I said last time, a little road trip was maybe some medicine, was exactly what the doctor ordered, and we got three more games here on the road. It could be a very similar situation.
Let's do maybe a little quick follow-up on, first of all, that Mitchell Smith being named as a captain. Obviously, as a Saginaw native, it had a little extra special feel for the fans as he's into his final games. I mean, this is it for his Saginaw Spirit career. So it's nice to see, again, a kid from Saginaw, a hometown kid, wearing that C's. And he's always played well. I always thought he's got a good game, and he just really seems to have stepped it up into a leadership role this year on ice.
Yeah, and you know, the first Saginaw native to wear the C for the Spirit. He's the 23rd captain in team history. And yeah, I mean, you can see just how much it means to him playing where he grew up and for a team that he grew up going to see. I don't think any of that is lost on him, and he appreciates every moment of it and understands just how special it is. And it's a community that's embraced the player, obviously, because he's the hometown kid. He's one of their own. So I think for fans too, to see that, it's, I think for fans, many of them have kind of said it's about time. But you know, when you listen to the reasoning behind it is, and this team does have a lot of really good leaders in there. And even Smith said it, he said, there's no one guy in this locker room. We kind of lead by committee. But good to see him get that honor, going down to the stretch here. And yeah, but like you said, 11 games left in the regular season, plus whatever comes in the postseason and how long the Spirit are able to last this year. And that's it for the junior hockey career for Mitchell Smith. So, and you see it when these guys get into their overage year. I mean, they're going to battle no matter what. These guys love this game. They're very proud. But I think you get that little extra guys fighting tooth and nail because they know that this is the end of the line for them. And I think that's what makes junior hockey kind of a unique beast, because you can put almost an end date on your time there.
So let's talk about what you have going on tonight in Peterborough, and then Saturday and Sunday, got to have Ottawa and Kingston. So as we said, I mean, all games are important, but when you got that playoff push and positioning going on in the final 11 games, you got to show up, especially on the road.
Yeah, and these are teams that Spirit haven't seen in a while. Kind of mixed results against them. They haven't seen Peterborough and Kingston since the beginning of the season. And haven't seen Ottawa for about a month. And Ottawa kind of had their way with the Spirit. They just won the Eastern Conference. They just clinched first place in the Eastern Conference. So that's kind of the team to beat on this road trip for Saginaw. But, you know, they handled Peterborough pretty well last time. And obviously it's a different-looking team now than it was then. Still no Michael Misa for Saginaw, at least not tonight. Obviously, I don't have a timetable for you, but it's been a little while. It's been 11 games since Misa's been in. And obviously he's been making good progress every day. He won't be an option for him here. But Peterborough didn't really stand out to me quite as much last time they saw them. But again, that was the first game after the Brendan Hoffman trade with the Flint Firebirds. So maybe a little bit of getting even out there and trying to figure out just exactly where everybody fits in after that happens. And then Kingston, you know, that was actually my first game when I got here back in November was Kingston at the beginning of November. And it was, they kind of led all game 2-0. And then in the last 5 minutes of the third period, Saginaw kind of pours it on and comes back to win 3-2, thanks to T-Bone Codd. He won't be in the lineup again tonight either. But again, Kingston was kind of a team where, you know, they hung on to that lead early on, but you kind of see Saginaw overwhelms and they're, I guess a third period team. I think it's safe to say that. So if they can find that third period magic here, this weekend, or maybe have a little bit better start where they don't need the magic quite as much in the third, I think they'll be all right.
And we should mention, too, when we talk about if you're going to be listening to the Spirit, tonight is 6:50 broadcast time. Saturday afternoon, which is a little unusual because most of the time you have those Saturday evening games, but it is going to be a 2 o'clock start, so we'll be on the air at 1:45. In fact, both Saturday and Sunday you've got those 1:45 games. So the
It's funny you mention that, because last time we had a 2 o'clock game was in Mississauga, and it's very different. I mean, you don't think it would be that much different. It's like, okay, you're doing the same thing. It doesn't really matter what time you do it, but it kind of changes your routine a little bit, and not so much for the players, but for for myself. I said it to Jonathan Dent after the game, because, you know, he and I were a little bit off. We were just kind of stumbling a little bit through our words at a few points, and we kind of blamed the 2 o'clock start time. And I said, yeah, Jonathan, let's not do any more 2 o'clock starts. Let's stick to 7 p.m. And he comes back over the air, and he just goes, yeah, Dylan, we got two more of these next week, so get ready. I said, oh, great.
And back-to-back, so.
And back-to-back. So you know what that means, though? That means that we'll just have to work a little bit harder. We'll figure it out. I'm confident.
Dylan, we always appreciate your conversation. Of course, we'll talk next Thursday, and just a little heads up for Spirit fans, when we talk next Thursday, it will be the next home game date, the Spirit with home games next Thursday, Saturday. We'll talk more about it, but for the people that want to get information in advance on the special games to be played and tickets, as much as we're going to put a podcast segment up of this conversation, we'll put a direct link up to the Saginaw Spirit online so you can get your tickets and get ready to welcome back the Spirit home next week. So good luck on the road, Dylan. We'll be listening for you tonight. We'll start that 3-game trip in Peterborough. Go Spirit.
Charlie, thank you. Hope next time I talk to you, we've got another positive road trip to talk about.